Mandukya, Upanishad, we have these four padas, these four states of experience. The waking state, Vishwa, dream state, Taijasa, deep sleep state, Prajna, and as the fourth state, Turiya. These four padas encompass really all possibilities of experience. The Vishwa, the waking state, which causes me to take myself as a waker, and I take myself as a waker. I am aware of all perceptions that are being generated through my sense organs. Just become aware for the moment now. Of whatever, let your focus be on your sensory perceptions. And though you may say, I am aware of these sensory perceptions, such as the slight breeze on my skin, the buzz of the computer, traffic in the distance. You may say, I'm aware of these things. I am the waker, the Vishwa. The Upanishad will say, this is Bahish Pragnaha. Just external consciousness, consciousness with names and forms, generated by sense perception. So just sitting with us for a minute, if you can just notice the actual experience that you're having, is just conscious being, called external consciousness. Perceptions generated by sense perception. Bahish Prajnaha. just relax into your experience. See if you can notice that true enough these perceptions are known, but that you in fact are doing nothing to know them. Consciousness, the conscious being that you are, is not performing any type of act. Act or activity or focus is doing absolutely nothing but simply being itself, your being. These external perceptions, which are known, are not distant from, are as though pervaded by. Conscious being, which you are. Relax, let your mind be aware of external, the sense organs be alert to external perceptions, but just relax, don't worry about your mind or the perceptions. I really want you just to notice. The nature of conscious being, the nature of you in the midst of these perceptions. Notice the very natural changelessness of your being. It is simply the presence of you, of the conscious being that you are. Tejasa, the dream state, the dreamer, includes all experiences of the mind that are not being generated by sense perception, as when I dream, when I imagine, daydream, emotions, memories, the dream is the most extreme example of this because when I'm dreaming, the sense organs are completely shut down. But throughout the day, you're also dreaming, imagining, lost in your thoughts. This is called antapragnaha. Pragnaha means consciousness. Antapragnaha, inner consciousness. You can have an imagination of, say, a meadow. You can imagine a meadow. A beautiful day with sun, perhaps. Trees. Animals running through the meadow. You're enjoying the silence and the beauty. As this imagination is taking place in your mind, I think I am the knower. I am the dreamer. But if you look at your experience actually, the dream, the imagination, is simply taking place in the silent, changeless presence of your being. The internal consciousness, Taijasaha, the dream state. Pragnaha, the deep sleep state, the sleeper. The mind is in its causal condition. It is not thinking, it's not imagining, it's not using sense perception. It has simply gone into its causal condition. No perception, no duality, no seer seeing. And that state of deep sleep called pragnaha is called Ganaha. Just a mass. So a mass of consciousness, because all of the duality is to an undifferentiated state. Imagine pulling your mind and your sense organs just into a sleep state. And again, your being, just the conscious being that you are. Is now there without differentiated experience. Just my own silent presence. Not doing anything, not knowing anything, just simply consciousness, conscious being, not conscious of anything, just conscious being. Fourth state, Turiya. It's simply me, the conscious being. Only, not Bahishpragnaha, not me in reference to the waking state, Nabahishpragnaha, na antapragnaha, the me, not the me in reference to the dream state, the internal consciousness. Na prajnanaganaha, not me in reference to the deep sleep state. But rather me, the one who is present to all three and yet free of all three. Turiya, the fourth the self of the waking. Same self of the dream, the self of the deep sleep, the self that is satyam. Satyam means the self, the one that can never be negated. In past, present, or future, the self that cannot be negated. This conscious being that I am, is the self of the waking state. When the waking state is displaced by the dream state, the conscious being remains as the self of the dream state. when the dream state is displaced by the deep sleep state. I remain as the self of the deep sleep state. I cannot be displaced. By thought, by emotion, by perception, by deep sleep, by any event, not only am I not displaced, I am never covered in any way. Is completely present to the darkest emotion. And to the highest bliss. Just notice your own being and that you are not actually doing anything, and yet everything takes place in you.